Well, guys, you have stuck with us this season and it has been incredible. Thank you for coming on the ride. We are going to talk about a very important emotion today that I think a lot of us have felt in the midst of the pandemic. And that word is fragile. How many of you feel fragile? We're going to talk about it today. Welcome to Made for This Podcast. We want to give a huge thank you to HelloFresh for supporting this episode of Made for This. HelloFresh takes the hassle out of cooking. They send you everything you need to build a great meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis80 and use Made for This 80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. I'm going to read to you today out of Psalm 103. Verses 8 through 14. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him, for he knows our frame. This is the beautiful thing about God, is that despite our sin, despite our fears, despite our running away from him constantly and doubting and spinning and forgetting, he stays. He stays and he likes us and he loves us. He is slow to anger. He is abounding in steadfast love, and he takes care of the thing that we can't take care of, our mistakes and our sin. And I start here because it does feel like the world is spinning. It does. And it doesn't feel like it's going to stop. It feels like it's going to just keep spinning faster and faster and faster. In Dallas today, I was at Starbucks and they had closed down the inside of the building. And in every part of life, we're not working at the office right now because the numbers have really spiked in Dallas and the COVID cases as well as the hospitalizations and deaths. And so we are really just doing our best to kind of lock back down and be careful. And guys, I'll be honest, like it's shaken me just because I am remembering, like, gosh, this is really impacting a lot of people we love. One of my great friends' brother just got out of the hospital and it was touch and go for a while. We have other friends that have gotten pretty sick. And it's just kind of, we want it to be over and it's not over yet. I hope you're listening to this months from now, maybe even years from now. You're coming back and listening to an old season and it's long gone and you know, COVID is a thing of the past. But today it just feels like this thing that's never going to end. And what I love about God is he isn't impatient with us that we think life is hard, that we think that life is hard even if it's not hard, right? I mean, because it's all comparison because we are having to stay in our pretty comfortable homes with our jobs we can do from the internet and our school we can do from the internet. We're kind of spinning. And certainly there's a lot of people on earth that it affects way past that point, that a loved one has died, that they are losing their job and not knowing how to make it. So there's that too. But for most of us, we are just sitting in the midst of difficulty, not necessarily losing our jobs, not necessarily losing a loved one, but just feeling stuck and feeling like, is this ever going to end? As we've talked about in other episodes, it's okay. Like this is a universal feeling that this is hard. There's something like a COVID fog that's over all of our lives right now. No matter the varying degrees of how difficult this has been personally for you, I think we all just feel this fog of just loss of control and what happens next and what if things get worse. And so when I think about that, and I do feel fragile when it comes to that, it was funny how much this morning just going to Starbucks kind of threw me back into fears of this getting really dark through the winter. But I also know that God is not shaken by that. Like I can take him my fears. I can take him my sadnesses. And he's not sitting there thinking to himself, kid, pull it together. You're just fine. Other people have it worse. I'm going to go take care of them. He is omnipresent. He can be with me in my sadness and my discouragement. And he can be with you and your sadness and your discouragement over something way bigger and somehow not shame us. Somehow just say, you know, I get it. And sometimes it's something that's triggering, that's small, and sometimes it's something huge that we can't carry. And in both situations, God is with us and he is walking through us. And I'm just so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that steadfast love. I'm so grateful that he does not leave us, that he does not quit us, that he does not roll his eyes at us. You know, I am that mom sometimes. I want to talk about this in my own life because this week it wasn't just Starbucks, it was something bigger. I actually went to a conference that was incredible, led by some good friends of ours. And it was, you know, we were socially distanced and it was a virtual event, but we were there with some of the other teaching leaders. And I left that really fragile. And the main reason I left that fragile wasn't because of a closed Starbucks, but it was talking about the future of the church and the future of America and the future of our world. And it was really dark, candidly. It was very discouraging. As we look ahead at the church and we look ahead at our country and the difficulties we've got to face and the things we've got to overcome, racism and injustice, division between partisan, you know, politics, we've got lots of scary things when it comes to our world and what we've got to discuss and work through and lead out in. I left there just heavy. Like, you know that feeling where you just feel like you're carrying some big, heavy burden and you know you don't have to, you know you're supposed to put it down, but you can't figure out how to like set it down? That was kind of me for the last week and a half. And it did make me fragile. In fact, I cried more in the last week. I'm not a big crier, even though I'm sure I've cried on here more than most podcasters. I really just don't. I don't cry. It takes a lot to make me cry. And I really, this week, have been very tender and cried at several things. And I think the reason I feel so fragile this week is I'm discouraged. Like, I look ahead and I can't quite find the road that leads to thriving for the people I love, for the people I lead, and sometimes even for myself. Now, I know my hope is in heaven. I have that perspective. That's really what keeps me going in this. But when I think of leading a lot of you, when I think of If Gathering and how many people I lead through that, when I think of, you know, I'm working on my next book, I kind of got paralyzed. And I thought, okay, God, I need you to give me vision. I need you to show me how to not be scared and how to not fear the future and how to not live into this discouragement, but to really let this discouragement help me build what you want me to build and help me do what you want me to do. That was my prayer. And as I've prayed that this week and people have prayed that for me this week so that I don't kind of crumble under it, the weight of just leading and knowing what to do and the darkness we're all facing, the word he gave me was just, okay, Jenny, I'm not going to give you what to do. I'm not going to tell you exactly how this is going to go. I'm not going to give your little prophetic heart, you know, a vision that lays it out perfectly today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the next thing to do. But that wasn't enough for me. Or that didn't feel like enough for me in the moment. It felt like I want handles to see ahead. I want to know where I'm taking people. I want to know what we're going to be up against in 5 years in the church so I can lead well and prepare people for it. It was like, you know, I just want you to do the right thing. I just want you to love people and love me, and I want you to listen to me. As we're going together, I'll show you when it's time to tell people things, what to tell them. But I'm not going to give you the whole 5-year architectural plan, even though your heart would love it, because I'm okay with you living dependent, because I'm okay with you being a little fragile and needing me. And if I were to give you the architectural plans, you wouldn't need me. You'd just execute the plans. But in this way, when you walk with me this way, you're going to need me, and you're going to pray, and you're going to talk to me, and you're going to ask me, and you're going to pause, and you're going to bring me into this story. And guys, I've walked with God for a long time, and I can tell you it's not the first time he's had to remind me of that. He has reminded me of that again and again and again. We are fragile, y'all. We are fragile. We are a breath from heaven at any minute, a car wreck away. We are one step away, one decision that could take our lives away from heaven at any minute. We are fragile people. And when we feel that, it's not all bad. It's actually a reminder that we need God and that he wants us to keep needing him, that he doesn't want us to live a day or an hour without needing him. That's the power of feeling fragile. It's not all bad.
If you
you guys have never checked out HelloFresh, you guys need to go check it out. So if you go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis80 and use the code madeforthis80, you get $80 off, including free shipping. Now, they just sent me a few boxes, and I have to tell you, I like cooking, but our lives are pretty crazy at that time of day. And so I don't always get like a really wholesome full meal on the table. And they sent everything. They sent instructions and the ingredients. And all we had to do was cut up the vegetables and put it together and cook. And it was fun. My kids helped. And the craziest part is Cooper, my pickiest eater, ate every single bite of the mozzarella chicken that I made. And I'm telling you, the meals are fantastic. There's actually over 20 chef-crafted options that you get to choose from every week. And then I love this part of it too. HelloFresh donates meals to those in need through their Beyond the Box program. It is so good, y'all. Check it out. HelloFresh.com/madeforthis80 and use a code madeforthis80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Okay, so you guys send in questions that I appreciate so much that we try to answer in these episodes. And so we can't answer them all, but I'm going to answer some of them right now. So on feeling fragile, these are the questions you all sent in. How can I let my friends really be there for me when I'm feeling fragile? I know this is a vulnerable question to even ask because I hate this. I'm not actually good at this. I'm writing right now about living in deep, intimate community the way that God designed, and I am horrible at it. Guys, I'm actually great at being there for people, but when it's me on the mat that needs help, I'm horrible at it. I don't want to crawl on the mat. I don't want to admit that I need the mat. I just avoid it. And so I get this. And what I can say is what I do, and this is, I mean, my friends would say I do it awkwardly, but I just say, I need to talk for a minute. Can you listen and like help me with this problem? I will set it up in such an awkward way. My friend Lindsay is so good at needing people. She'll just call me and say, oh, I'm having the worst day. And she'll just tell me it all. For some reason, I can't do that. It's like I have to tell people I'm about to process with you my difficult thing. And will you do that with me? And I don't know why, if it's just that I'm nervous. I don't know if it's, I don't know why I'm so awkward. I just have to really spell it out for people. And it's a choice. It's something that I say I'm going to do and then I do it. It is not easy for me. It does not roll off my tongue when I'm talking to a friend what I'm struggling with. And so I think just choosing to let people in, and even if you do it awkwardly, say, hey, I need to talk about this. I'm having a hard time. The next question, the world will tell me to be stronger, work harder, do X, Y, and Z to stop feeling fragile, but it only makes me feel weaker. And I would say, yeah, I appreciate that comment because I think to what I said earlier, it's not the worst thing in the world to be fragile. And I think we are so afraid of weakness in our culture, and we're so afraid of weakness in ourselves that we push it away and we pretend it's not there. And it makes everybody else feel really isolated. And I've probably told you this story before, but my grandmother always used to say that, you know, she would leave her mail out and her counter's a little bit dirty because she wanted people to feel at home. She would say it like this because she's from the deep South, South Carolina. She grew up there. And she would say, people just like you better if your house isn't perfect. And I'm telling you what, that has stuck with me, that whether it's my life isn't perfect, my kids aren't perfect, my emotions aren't perfect, my house isn't perfect. You know, I'm not afraid to show that as much as I used to be. And I've found that it brings deeper connection to my life. So I think being weak is not a negative. It really isn't. I have seen that in my life over and over again. It actually ministers to people when you're honest about it. Last question is, what are a few of the things I can do on days when I wake up feeling the most fragile? The first thing I do, and I did this week, where I just woke up heavy and I actually hadn't slept well that night. And I actually just rolled out of my bed and I literally let my knees hit the floor. Now, I don't always do that. I wish I did. I should. In fact, I thought that morning. I should just roll out of bed every day and let my knees hit the floor. But on this day, I just hit the floor and I just said, God, I feel weak. I don't know how to do this day. I need you. And it was a really great way to start the day. It was that simple. Then I got up and I got about my business, but I didn't try to get out of bed and pretend I didn't feel that way. I just admitted that I did, and I went to God with it. And so I think that's the very best advice I can give you, is just take it to God and keep taking it to God. Guys, people ask me all the time about my prayer life, and I say most of it happens on the go, and that's true. There are lots of times I'm sitting down and I'm in deep prayer by myself or with people, but the majority of my prayer life happens throughout the day, and it is constant. It is before this podcast. It is as the podcast is going, I'm asking God, what do I say to this question? And so I think that's the way we've got to live, is constantly bringing God into what we're feeling and what we're processing and asking him what to do. And should we open up about this? And should I, you know, view this differently? And he's so good to answer our prayers and to lead us. He's so good about that. Another thing you can do that I regularly do, because now I've gotten so much better at it, is just mention it to people in a way that they can open up to. And what I've found is when I'm with other people that are feeling the same things as me, it really comforts me. It makes me feel better that I'm not alone, that I'm not the only one that this is hard for. And so bringing community into it is always the answer. It is always helpful. The last thing I'll say to that, what else can you do? I will say that you can get help. And I hope throughout the season you've heard us say this enough. But for some of you, this may have been a season that you realize, wow, I really am not doing well and I need more help than I thought. That is okay. Every counselor I know right now is booked pretty solid, but I still recommend you reach out and you get help. Find a gospel-centered counselor in your city or online. You can find that as well. But do not be afraid to get help. If this season has brought a lot of things to the surface for you, it is a gift to know that and to be able to begin the work and to process that and to grow. So do not be discouraged. You're not the only person needing help right now. And to ask for that help is actually such a sign of maturity and can change the next year of your life, the next decade of your life, if you do the work now. So thank you guys so much for being a part of this story with us. We're so grateful. Next week is our last week in this season. And I just want you to know that IF Gathering is happening soon, and we do not want you to miss it as well. That is going to be a chance in the beginning of March for us to pull together as a huge team across the globe. Hundreds of thousands of us will gather virtually, and we want you to ask people to gather in your home, in whatever place, in whatever way feels safe for you. But you do not want to miss this year. It's called Even If, and we are going to talk about even if the worst happens, our God stays. And so that theme coming out of this season of our lives, it feels important. It feels right.
Hey everyone, this is Chloe. I just want to hop on here and ask you a special favor. If you've enjoyed listening to the show, would you mind leaving a review and some stars so that more people that are scrolling through Spotify, Apple Podcasts can find Made for This and join us on this journey? We are so grateful for all of you that are listening, no matter where you are right now, in your car, folding laundry, maybe doing some dishes, at work. We are so glad that you're here, and we love being on this journey with you.